not trying to go to the Peach Bowl. We're not trying to go to the Gator Bowl or the Blue Bonnet Bowl. We're trying to go to the Super Bowl.
Ladies and gentlemen, the New York Giants, if you are a New York Giant fan, it might be in your best interest to turn the channel from this show.
It was just excitement all around.
I need a radar gun, man, to clock how fast I'm going, because I am definitely flying.
Don't listen to the noise. Go to work every day.
Maybe a little Johnny Walker Blue at our get together.
That's the elegance of having a mustache. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
The fact of the matter is, when the lights come on, some guys are just different.
You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor.
They're going to ride Saquon Barkley until the wheels come off. They're going to ride this brother into the ground.
And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind.
Christian Wade is the running back, and he gets the carry here for the Bills. And look at Wade go! All the way from England to the house! Touchdown, Buffalo!
Again, over. It's fire, it's freedom, it's flying open. It's a picture in the pulpit, and you're blind to potion.
The 99 rating in Madden.
That's pretty accurate.
While it's holding on, let you know. So tell me, do you want?
Well, we had so much swagger, man. Swagger's just dripping all on the field, man. I mean, you know, I can give you some if you want some, you know what I mean?
Retirement doesn't sound fun to me. That's not something I look forward to. I like playing football.
He's been over the news. He's back.
John Boy.
Hey, Vasquez. Have you ever been mistaken for a man?
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
My name is Johnny Wishbone.
This is the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
He's not a machine! He's a man!
Your smack is so fresh. I mean, it's so on time and truthful. Give me a pound, dog.
I'm not a talker.
It's showtime.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me? Y'all remember me?
Oh me, oh life. Oh, the questions of those recurring, of the endless trains of the faithless, of cities filled with the foolish. Oh, myself forever reproaching myself, for who more foolish than I, and who more faithless? Of eyes that vainly crave the light, of the objects mean, of the struggle ever renewed, of the poor results of all, of the plodding and sordid crowds I see around me, of the empty and useless years of the rest, with the rest of me intertwined. The question, oh me, so sad recurring, what good amid these, oh me, oh life? Answer, that you are here, that life exists, an identity, that the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. That the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. I'm JV. Where else in the fantasy world are you going to get sports and Walt Whitman? the American poet, poetry, deep thinking here on the JV Sports Show. I'm your host, JV. Welcome to another exciting year. I'm excited to be back after a sabbatical of about a year. I don't recall how many shows I did. Maybe I didn't do any shows last year. Anyway, regardless, I'm back. I'm happy to be here with you on the mic, on the ones and twos, talking about fantasy football. And of course, the big news right now going on is AB, Antonio Brown. I'm sure everybody's heard by now. Antonio Brown picking in the second round by Jason Chun. And we'll see how that works out. Obviously, I believe he's not playing this week, but he'll be, I think he's active for week two now with the Pats. So the big thing with AB, the drama back and forth. If you love drama, then you would have loved this story. Or if you don't love drama, then I guess you couldn't care less. But since we all love fantasy football and the exciting things that go on in real football that affect fantasy football, then you know about the AB story. Comes to the Raiders, big move, 2 years, $30-plus million. Then we've got the cryo chamber foot work. And you've got, so here's what I don't understand. And maybe folks at home can help me understand. Why would you, maybe the best receiver in the league, go and have some therapy done that you've never had done before, weeks before you're supposed to go to mini camp and training camp, and then realize that you've made a mistake after you improperly used the cryotherapy, whatever it is, and end up burning your feet? I mean, he had frostbite, essentially. I mean, I was watching this all through Hard Knocks. He had frostbite. Then you know that the league is not going to let you use the helmet you want to use, and you sit on this for months and then pull a stunt like this with the helmet issue, not once, but twice, filing grievances. And then, top it all off, you decide to put on blast the Raiders organization about what they fine you, not once, but also twice, with the Mike Mayock incident, where he had some words, called him a derogatory name. We won't repeat that here. But essentially, AB confronted him, and then I heard he took a football and punted the football in, I guess, frustration and protest, whatever. Then the Raiders fine him over $200,000, and then boom, he's not guaranteed any money, and basically asked for the Raiders to release him. And what do? They release him. And here's just a clip of when Antonio found out he was released. And of course, he's got somebody there to film him going through all this. It's like, we're supposed to believe this is candid, that this spur of the moment. Anyway, here's just a clip of Antonio reacting to when he found out that the Raiders released him.
They lost it. Let me see it.
Look up Adam Schefter.
The Raiders
free. Bro, the freedom bell ring got me fly like a free, fly like an eagle.
All right, so that's Antonio finding out. He's running around. He runs out. I didn't play the whole thing because there's some language in there. It's a family-friendly show. So he's running around yelling, I'm free, I'm free. He's waving his arms like a bird. Runs back in, then calls his grandma as well, too, I guess, too. And his grandma says something to the effect like, I told you, or I don't know. Maybe grandma has some insight about how her grandson may react and ultimately then would be released. I don't know. Anyway, so that's the AB saga in a nutshell. That's where we're at. He's now with the Pats, which is just horrible in of itself, because sorry if you're a Pats fan, but he's now with the Pats. So now it's a conference rival, and now he's going to be coached and mentored by a coach that doesn't mess around. And how is he going to fit in that system now? He's got, you know, maybe the greatest quarterback to ever live, probably the greatest quarterback to ever live, Tom Brady. And Tom don't mess around either. So who knows how he's going to fit? All that to say is those that hate the Pats have more reason to hate them, because now they've got Antonio and they've just really shored up their chances at a Super Bowl win after having Gronk retire as well. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about, but maybe not so crazy. Gronk comes back out of retirement to play with Brady and AB, and essentially putting him at the top, even before the season really gets underway, putting them at the top of the list for Super Bowl contenders. But anyway, that's the AB story. I would have loved to have AB in a Raider uniform, but if he's just going to distract the team and cause headaches, I'd guess get rid of him. If it's going to take a focus away, it doesn't matter how many games. Well, I won't say that. I mean, if we went to the playoffs with AB, he might be worth the headaches. And if he won a Super Bowl, definitely worth the headache. But who knows at this point? If its and buts were candies and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
All right, so let's talk about the draft. So again, it's every year we seem to really have some crazy things happen in the draft. Obviously, Jeremy taking Saquon at number one with the number one pick. They don't even have elapsed time. There's nothing. Either Jeremy was auto drafting at the beginning and it just picked right away, or he just clicked it without even going or put him in the draft queue or something. Cause there is absolutely nothing in that column that says elapsed time. It's blank. So Jeremy had no other inclination to take anybody else. I think he just knew Saquon. Boom. Now, the biggest story of the first round draft comes from my man, Sean Caleb, who took, as we all know, but I'm going to repeat it anyway, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes
is what it is. It's not what it's not.
He took Patrick with the 7th pick overall in the draft. And we're going to see how that is going to play out for him as the as the season progresses. It's gutsy.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
But I mean, if the guy goes to throw, 50 touchdowns and, 4,500 yards or 5,000 yards, I don't know, then... it's a big gamble that'll seem to pay off. But again, then you have to, honestly, looking at Sean's draft, I don't know where to grade him other than to say that CBS gave him a D. But we all know those draft grades don't mean squat, because the year I started 0-9, CBS gave me an A+, and my players were just horrible. So who knows, him going on to draft, Gurley, I thought that was a good choice, I think, at the time. But that was the biggest head scratcher, the biggest shock of the first round. And then I think Jason taking Antonio Brown in the second round, not a head scratcher, but maybe he drops to the third round if you play more conservative, because I think all the drama, who knew where AB was going to end up, even if he was going to play Monday night. So, but I think that was the biggest, Caleb taking Mahomes in the first was crazy bananas when you consider all the other players out there, especially in a PPR heavy league, you know, where most folks are at that point, I think, going to take wide receivers. There were four running backs taken within the first four picks, which makes sense. Saquon, Christian, Alvin Kamara, Alvin Cadman, Kamara, and Ezekiel Elliott. And then after that, you've got all wide receivers and one tight end besides Patrick Mahomes in the first round. So also, Caleb and BPAC were playing. They're in the same division this year. So as good friends, they made a side bet. And that side bet is, I believe, it's a I'm shaking the dust off. It's been a while. A $100, I think, bottle of wine. Let me just double check here. It's called Dead Air. And I'm looking through my texts. Yes, $100 bet of, I think, wine. A bottle of wine, I think, or something like that. Or maybe it was just a $100 bet. Who knows? But they made it interesting. And so far, I think, at the time of this recording, which is a little late, it's Sunday, but BPAC, I think, is ahead right now of Caleb. I am also getting blasted by Ben. I guess I didn't realize that Derek Henry, is it Derek? I don't even know my own players. Yeah, it is Derek. Derek Henry was playing the Browns. No one told me. And I started Carry On Johnson. Carry on my wayward son. Who right now is probably going to end up with less than 7 points. Ben is having a monster day. I think he's so far got the top score with, who is RN? Oh, Raider Nation. With Jason trailing behind by about 15 points, something like that, 16 points. We'll have the recaps and everything. Whoever's on deck this week, I think BPAC did the matchups. I don't know who's doing the recaps. I'll be back next week with the recaps and the previews and picks. So it'll be like the old show again. So I'm trying to do something new with just kind of talking about league news and stuff like that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the show. This will be a quick one. We'll see you next week with previews and recaps and picks and all that other good stuff that you know and love and have come to know and love of the JV Sports Show here on the, what is the league name this year? BPAC, what's the league name? Ladies, it's still Ladies and Edelman. Can we get something new? Anyway, I'm your host JV, and I will see you, I almost forgot the catchphrase, at the game. 'Cause I'm as free as a bird.
The storm coming. I hope you build the ship. The storm coming.